This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's time to get intimate with Checkpoint Intimate.
Welcome to another episode of Checkpoint Intimates. We are a weekly gaming podcast where two members of the Checkpoint team go one-on-one and get intimate on a particular gaming topic. My name is Elliot, and this week I'm joined by Charlie.
Hi, Elliot. How are you?
I'm good, Charlie. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. Can't complain.
Now, it's a special episode of Checkpoint Intimates because it's coinciding with a very special event happening around the world. At least I think it's happening around the world. Does Mother's Day happen simultaneously between all countries? I'm going to say it does.
Sure, we'll go with that. Not 100% confident, but sure.
So yeah, this podcast is dropping on Mother's Day here in Australia, which is Sunday, May 10th?
Yes.
Oh, thank God I got that right. Go me. And so we thought it was a good opportunity to talk about all the mothers that make video games special. Now, this was an idea you had, Charlie. Why did you want to talk about video game moms?
I guess just because the date was coming up, but also just, you know, playing a lot of games. Like, you see so many dads in video games, so many grumpy, grizzled kind of archetypal dads. But you don't really see that in moms.
Where's like, all the moms at?
Yeah, there's no mom representation, and I'm tired of it.
Yeah, we're making a stand against the lack of moms in video games, because it is weird, like, When I first heard of this idea, I'm like, I'm all for it, but what moms are we talking about? I was struggling to think of some, to be honest.
Yeah, I had to do some research myself, and like, you know, there's definitely good ones there, but most of the time they, you know, have already passed away off screen or just aren't present at all.
Yeah, well, look, we'll jump into some of the lack of mom representation probably in a little bit, but if we want to kick off with some positives, who would you say are some of the best moms in video games?
Toriel in Undertale is definitely a good one.
Oh, yeah. I love that game.
So she's, you know, a pretty, I guess you'd call her goat-ish kind of mom.
She's a goat-ish kind of lady.
We'll go with that. She's kind of the very, like, motherly figure in Undertale in a game where, you know, you're not sure who is your friend and who isn't. She's kind of clear and just is always there to support you and is very caring, and you can call her all the time. It's very lovely. She's a great mom.
It's been a little while since I've played Undertale, I'm going to be honest. I know she's a very motherly figure, including to your character too. Is she a literal mother as well?
It's been a bit for me too, but I don't believe so, no.
Yeah, because I'm trying to think of...
You're a human, and
I know there's definitely some relationships between the characters of Undertale, the monsters of Undertale, but I can't remember specifically Toriel's role within all of that.
I'm sure there's people, you know, listening to this yelling.
Yeah, they're probably screaming at us, being like, you freaking idiots, are you kidding me? The reality is, freaking Undertale, how long's that been now? I should revisit that game, to be honest. I know it's good, but it's been such a long time.
I only played it for the first time a couple of months ago.
Ah!
That goes to show how well my memory is that I've forgotten, but you know.
Either way, she is a very good motherly figure. I'll throw one of mine out then. Kudos to Sonya Blade from the Mortal Kombat series, a franchise that probably isn't best known for the interpersonal relationships between characters, but good old Sonya has literally been around, like, since the beginning. Like, she was the only female character in Mortal Kombat for a while there, and now she has a child alongside Johnny Cage. Her name is Cassie Cage, and I love the Mortal Kombat series, and their relationship was actually pretty well explored within MK11. So,
I've heard that, yeah. I'm not very into MK, but definitely she's one of the characters I like out of what I've seen.
Yeah, she's a great character, because they're just badass women, basically, and you need to have a certain kind of resilience to deal with Johnny Cage, I've got to assume, for that long of a period of time, but...
yeah.
Cassie Cage is an awesome character, and it is weird that you can, like, jump into a match and beat up your daughter if you want, if that just happens to be...
always the best role model, but, you know.
No, it's not always the best role model, and I'll be honest, it's not even... Like, as much as I like Mortal Kombat, and that was one of the first games and mums that sprung to mind, it's probably not even the best example. Like, they're just... I mean, fighting games don't have the most well-defined characters.
No. Can I throw another one out there?
Yeah.
Absolutely not, you know, a good role model either, but Marguerite Baker from Resident Evil 7.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
I love Marguerite, though.
Yeah. She's very intimidating, gross.
She's bits, like, bug lady.
Things at you. Yeah.
She's like, but that sequence of that game where she's like crawling around like the greenhouse area or whatever that is.
Yeah. I will give her credit, though. You know, she'll do anything to protect her family.
Yeah.
And provide them with human flesh, which is always important.
Is that an archetype for mums in video games, do you reckon? Are they just the protectors? Like, they will go above and beyond, kind of, you know?
I think so, yeah. Definitely. Well, it's in all medias, really.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very true. I do wish mums were a bit better represented in video games, because it's so easy to rattle off all the dads, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
Damn, why are dads so dads well represented?
Like it's like its whole genre. It's definitely a Sony thing, I've noticed.
It's a whole genre? What, dad games?
It just feels like it. You know, there's, you know, Joel in The Last of Us. There's Kratos in
God of War. Oh, they are two great dads.
Yeah, it just feels like this whole... almost a genre at this point.
Yeah, I'd even say Lee from The Walking Dead. Like, I know it's absolutely not technically... Clementine's not technically his child, but he's definitely the father in that role. Like, there's a lot of games that like to play... like to have the player play as, like, an older or a middle-aged man with a small child they have to look after. Yeah. That seems to be a pretty common trope.
Really pulls at people's heartstrings.
It does. Yeah. It's funny because when we were doing some research on mothers in video games, I like to just click on the first link and first article I can find. Yeah, absolutely. And it's atrocious. This is provided to us from Game Rant. And it's their Mother's Day feature as well. And they just wanted to kind of highlight some awesome mums in games. And this list literally contains characters like mothers in the games The Sims, as in Sim Mums. I'm like, that's not really a character, but okay, I see what you're going for there. It also contains Kangaskhan from Pokemon. What? Like, God, sure, it's technically.
Now it's like pretty high up in the list as well. Like,
I just...
Nine. Yeah.
Like, it's... that's sad, isn't it? That these are the best mums we've got. Like, sure, Kangaskhan is an awesome Pokemon, and it's got a little Joey in its pouch, and that's cool.
Right above that listing is the mum that you see in Pokemon that's always kind of there for, like, 20 minutes and, like, sends you on your journey and everything.
Yeah. I'm here for that, though, because Pokemon's got this weird thing where every single Pokemon game... you have a single mother that sets you off into the world, and it's never explained why. Why do you never really have a dad? Why is it always mum? But they kind of stuck to their guns there, and mum is definitely a staple character of Pokemon. But going back to the idea of, like, well, these aren't really very well fleshed out characters. If the character doesn't even have a name and they're just referred to as mum,
no, yeah,
that's a problem, isn't it?
yeah. There's not really any relationship established there.
It's not great. I'm so sorry to all the mothers listening for our special Mother's Day gaming podcast. This is kind of it. Like, this is what we're dealing with. Did you have any other examples, Charlie?
Ooh, the mum in Night in the Woods is one that comes to example as well. I think her name was Candy, I want to say. May's mom in Night in the Woods.
Yes.
Have you played Night in the Woods?
I have, and I freaking love May, and there's a lot of opportunity for May to interact with her mother, and they seem to have a very genuine relationship too.
And there's a lot of heartfelt interactions there. Definitely, she's one of the great ones that I can think of.
I don't remember her name being Candy, but I'm going to assume you're right, because I can't think of what else it would be.
I'm double-checking that, but yes.
But yeah, she's actually a really good option here, because Even though May is a central character alongside her little, her pals, May's mom gets a decent enough amount of screen time, and she's a really good character and really helps to develop May as a person too.
Absolutely.
Which is cool.
It's good at portraying like an imperfect relationship as well, not just, you know, the caring mother, but, well, I mean, she is that, but like, there's trouble there. It's not always perfect for the two of them, and I really like that
out of
it, really.
Yeah. So, mothers in video games. It's not the biggest list. We had some other contributions. Tom from the Checkpoint team mentioned Morrigan from the Dragon Age Inquisition. Not a game I've spent a lot of time playing. I'll be brutally honest about that. I was never really hooked by the Dragon Age games, especially Inquisition, so I can't personally speak to that. Lisa also mentioned Yennefer and Triss and their mothering of Ciri, which is another kind of adoptive style relationship here rather than biological, but that's perfectly valid as well. And
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's mothers. Why do you reckon we don't see many moms in video games compared to dads?
I really don't. I think part of it is just still that, you know, people are scared to put too many female characters in their games and stuff. A lot of developers are. So I think often a lot of the time that's when you'll see games have, you know, their mother die off screen or be already dead and have that as a motivation for the story.
Yeah. Well, obviously we've seen that. Like, God of War is an obvious example of that. The game literally starts with you climbing a summit to kind of throw your, from memory, throw your wife slash mom's ashes kind of into the air, right? Yeah. I think that's the motivation for the beginning of that game.
Yes, that's right. There does end up being another mom in that game, but that's kind of a spoiler twisting, and that one didn't really sit right with me because it turns out being that, you know, this whole character's, in my character's shtick is that she's a mom after all this time, and it's like, oh, that could have been better.
Yeah. I thought of another example of a video game dad.
Is that?
Oh, you know what? Maybe I'm just... This could actually be a character creation thing. So I could be totally off on this. Because I immediately thought of Fallout 4, but I played as a male character. And your whole motivation for that is finding your son. So...
Well, you can be a mum as well in that.
Yeah.
So if you pick the female option, which I did, yeah, you're the mum looking for...
Does that count? Does that count as a video game mum? A choose-your-own kind of gender option? Or is that just not good enough again? That's just another terrible example of a video game mum.
I can't speak. I don't want to mumsplain. I can't speak for mums too much. I'm not a mum myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe it's just there's not enough mums playing video games. There's not enough mums making video games. And we need better mum representation across the board. We need to get them into the spotlight and have them sharing their stories.
We've had Dream Daddy. I think we need Dream Mummy next.
I mean, how many games literally have the word dad in the title? Dream Daddy, Octodad, Dadliest Catch, Shower with My Dad Simulator.
It's just unrepresented in every way. It's
and how many mums are there? There's that game Mother.
I've never played Mother, so I wouldn't know.
Well, I haven't either. Yeah, I think it's like some... It's just some Nintendo franchise, isn't it? It's
Earthbound, I'm pretty sure.
Oh. Is that, like, the Japanese name or something?
I think so. Again, people are probably yelling at us, like Edie or someone. But, you know, that's fine.
Whatever. As long as we come close enough to the truth, and as long as we admit to the fact that we're unaware, I don't think people can get too mad at our lack of mum knowledge. It's not our fault.
It's not our fault at all. There needs to be more mums. That's the reason.
If you were to design a video game with a mum as the central character... What kind of game would it be? I feel like this would be the perfect time to release a mum video game.
Absolutely.
Like, even just a jokey, silly kind of simulator style, like, cheap PC game. Like, just release that, some kind of mum game. Surely people will be all over that.
Definitely a mum dating simulator would be fun.
Sure.
Otherwise...
Maybe the guys from Dream Daddy can make, a mummy sequel.
Absolutely.
I don't see why not.
Happening. Game Grumps. Come on.
Yeah. Get on that, Game Grumps.
Other than that, maybe, like, I don't know, like, a weird kind of... be cool to see, like, an almost Divinity-like mom simulator. I haven't worked out the mechanics for this yet, so don't quote me on that, but, like, a big, expansive mom RPG.
I like Divinity. I don't know what a mom RPG would be.
I don't either. I'm just the ideas person for now. Someone else can work this out.
No, I need more defined RPGs.
Mm.
Defined ideas. It's funny, because a lot of mums in video games, like, when I thought about what I would do, I immediately thought of a horror game, kind of similar to Resident Evil 7 with the mum. Because for some reason, there is some kind of trope about, like you know, the brood mother or the mother of insects or the, you know, like, mothers can often be these... these kind of horror characters.
Yeah, well, with Marguerite, I guess, if you have someone so overbearing and loving, but then you twist that and make them, you know, this horrific-looking, scary person,
mm-hmm.
that definitely would work.
Because there's definitely something horrifying about, like, a mother and all her children kind of doing her bidding, you know?
Just breaking down walls and chasing you relentlessly, yeah. God, I need to replay Resident Evil 7 now.
Oh, I'm so excited for whatever they do with Resident Evil 8.
Mm. Give us more mums. That's what they need to do.
Yeah. Marguerite should just be the main character, or the main villain. It's always a dude, that. Isn't it? It's always a guy that's the main villain, and the mum character is, like, the secondary villain.
Mm. Make mum villains the priority now. That's what they need to do.
Yeah. Mums should be the protagonists, they should be the villains, they should be the side characters, they should be the romantic leads, they should be everything.
Every character in a game, yes.
Absolutely. All mums, only mums.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Charlie, I have started to run out of things to say about mums in video games. How do you feel about the topic?
I'm not sure how I feel. I definitely think that there just needs to be more. I get a bit bored when there's like a million games where it's just this kind of brooding male father figure and they just haven't mixed it up and stuff.
Yeah, I'm definitely not like sick of dads yet, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't get more mums. I don't see why mums can't be the exact same thing a dad is, which is, you know, a protector, a teacher, a mentor, all the reasons why dads are great video game protagonists. There's no reason a mum can't feel that role too.
Mm. Absolutely.
All right. Well, why don't we leave it right there? Thank you, Charlie, for joining us to chat all about mums in video games. And thank you for everybody for listening to our special Mother's Day episode of Checkpoint Intimates. Hopefully this conversation, if nothing else, has pointed a spotlight to a distinct lack of mum representation that we're...
Game developers better be listening.
This is going to become our new number one topic.
Campaign.
Yeah. We're gonna drive home the fact that we need more mums in video games. It's an untapped market, and I will not stand for it. So thanks, Charlie. My name has been Elliot, and join us next week for yet another episode of Checkpoint Intimates. We'll see you then.
You've been listening to Checkpoint Intimates. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate and subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.